Marilee Schultz is a music teacher and mother of three from Deer Park, Washington. When the coronavirus pandemic hit, her husband, who is a pharmacist, expressed concern about sending their children back to public schools.
So I got this idea that we could make their own school in a way. We ended up making a distance learning support center and putting them fully online.
Schultz had the extra space, a large studio in downtown Deer Park, which she'd used for group music lessons prior to the pandemic.
And what we did is we sectioned it out into workstations, and we made 8 workstations for 3 of my children and extra kids that needed to come in and have a place that was sanitized and ready to go with high-speed internet and everything that they would need. It's like a pod. It's really, actually really fun.
She added air purifiers and cleaning protocols to minimize the risk of virus spreading between students. Now, with her socially distanced setup, Schultz is able to help both her own kids and others in the community to stay on track with their schoolwork.
We have students that are fully online, like my children, but we also have kids that are in the public school system still. And the public school system in Deer Park chose to go with an A-B plan. So they actually only go to two or three days a week in in-person classes. And then the other 2 days or 3 days a week, they're left kind of on their own devices.
Schultz says it's particularly important for working parents to have somewhere for their students to be supported.
And especially now, it's really important that they can go to work because of the extra financial strain of all these things happening and going on.
The coronavirus has brought a lot of uncertainty to this back-to-school season. But for Marilee Schultz, it's also brought a unique opportunity to spend time with her children and support others in her community. To hear more back-to-school listener stories or to submit your own, visit SpokanePublicRadio.org/mystory. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.